Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Do Not Be Afraid.
Our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priest all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, You are to say, His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. With as much of their skirts they can lift and gather, clutched in their hands, our two Marys are hustling as they run from the tomb. Half overjoyed, half fearful, figuring it out together as they are calling out back and forth to each other while picking up speed. Oh, Mary, did your heart stop? Stop. It was bursting. It is bursting right out of my chest. Could you believe how amazingly incredible that was? Risen. Mary, he is risen. I'm smiling ear to ear. And did you see their faces, those guards? That was priceless. So much for tough guys. Yes, that tomb. That tomb was empty. Yes, I saw it too. It was empty even before the stone ever rolled away. You're right. Oh, be careful. Run, but watch where you're going. We have to get to the breathless. Our Marys are stopped in their tracks. Jesus is standing right there. What did he just say? That was his voice. Those are his eyes. Dropping, they both reach for and touch his feet. Finally, to touch his body. That is all either of them hoped for this morning. To tend to his dead body. Yet here he is, alive. His feet are alive. They're dusty and sweaty. And his veins are pulsing. He is alive. Again, do not be afraid. Gently soothing his words, as he's reaching a hand to each of them, lifting them up. Still rising, still incredulous, they hear him say, Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Galilee is more than geography. Reflecting on this passage, Passionist theologian Carol Stumuller reminds us that Galilee is symbolic. It is symbolic of that place that is connecting to the widening world, pushing us past the edge of our familiar. experiencing Galilee, one easily launches into the world. He continues suggesting that Jesus telling the Marys to go to Galilee, where he will meet his disciples, the same message of the angel, is Jesus' way of plunging them into God's world plan for proclaiming the good news. The good news of life that conquers death, of love that transforms betrayal, desertion, scourging, and crucifixion into my brothers, into do not be afraid, into peace to you. Oh, and friends, plunge we must. Look around. We too see a world longing to be lifted up from the dust, to be freed of the paradigm of domination and entrusted with the paradigm of communion. This is what our risen Lord gives us to do this day. He gives us the courage to extend our hands, our lives, to the other. And as Stu Miller puts it, never allowing any momentary triumph or defeat, even the empty tomb of Jesus, to distract us from keeping our eyes on Jesus, our ears attuned to faith, our heart compassionate toward the world, and our hope beyond the reach of frustration and anger. Friends, then indeed no rumors, lies, and scandals will detour us. No human attempts at explanations, rationalizations, payoffs, bribery will compromise us. With Christ's grace of courage, even as fear continues to flicker within us, we too lift and gather our skirts, clutching just enough of them so that we can run with the good news to every Galilee in our lives, running full of faith in the risen Lord, full of joy in the risen Lord, full of hope in the promise of life for all.